Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 says this, "For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many of you were powerful. Not many of you were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that, as it's written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord." As we think about this passage, the first instruction of the text is for us to consider. This word means to look at, to ponder, to think, or to reflect. Paul is calling on us to look back on our conversion. He's telling the Corinthian believers to remember some very specific things when God called them, warmed their hearts to see their sinfulness and the sufficiency of Christ as the only remedy. The specific element that Paul wants the Corinthian believers to consider and perceive is the fact that most of them, at the time when God called them, were not wise according to the flesh. They were not influential people. They were not noble. They weren't the movers and shakers of the world. That church was not overflowing with wealthy people or university professors or princes and princesses. But what point is Paul trying to make with all this? Is he belittling them? Is he chastising them? No. Paul is saying that God didn't elect or call or choose nobles or powerful people primarily. Remember what's going on here. These believers were elevating the wisdom of the world to an equal or even higher status than God's word and wisdom in the gospel. And Paul is saying, think about this, guys. What if God had operated according to worldly wisdom? If he had done that, none of you would have been chosen unto salvation. The world chooses those whom it deems as wise and powerful, influential, and of status, and none of you were any of that. The world would have never set its affections upon you. The world thinks of you as foolish, weak, low, despised, even as nothing and nobodies. But God's wisdom is a paradox. It is contradictory to our way of thinking, and for that we should be in awe and humbled because he does include us. If something earth-shattering is going to be done in the world, would you use a bunch of nobodies like us? But God did. And he is doing that. Do we not routinely think that if God brought into our church a great star, then oh, the great things that could be done? But that's not God's wisdom all the time. When Jesus spent all night praying, allowing the Father to show him who should be the apostles, who were chosen? Those men were not chosen for their wealth or status or what they could bring to the table. Neither did Jesus try to capitalize on any wealth they may have had. Those men were willing to leave everything to follow Christ. And now, after God has called you unto salvation, you're going to go after the world's wisdom, the very wisdom that rejected you and said you were useless. What kind of sense does that make? Well, the church at Corinth's practical obedience, their everyday life was reflecting the wisdom of the world, not the wisdom of God. And Paul was calling them out. And God is calling us out today as well to bank on his wisdom, not the world's. When you pray today, please remember Pablo Munoz and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Chile. And also remember the Ashaninka LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Peru.